Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of, so we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
We're going to confess out loud. Today my heart is open. My ears are alert to grow and change and never be the same. Amen. Awesome. Why don't you be seated? All right, we're just going to get straight into this. Today is Water Baptism Sunday, and we love doing this in the life of the church. It's just such a fun day, and we're going to do water baptisms in the cafe after the service at the back there. I want to talk specifically, and this is the title of my message, is Water Baptisms, Clothing and Union. And if you got your Bibles, you can turn to Galatians 3:27. Who loves the book of Galatians? Is that like your go-to in Ephesians? They're great books. Galatians 3:27 in the Amplified. Man, I love that second last song. Justine is just so anointed this morning. What a great song. Fantastic. All right, this is what it says. It says, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union with the Christ, the anointed, have clothed yourselves with Christ. That is, you have taken on his characteristics and values." So, baptism brings spiritual union. This is the power of baptism. Galatians 5 tells us that there is always tension between our flesh nature and our spirit nature. There's always a tension. This is why when you give your life to God, it's like not everything becomes all roses and just beautiful. You've got the finances you need for every decision you want to make in your life, and every, you know, the school's all paid for, and the kids are growing up like angels. Who's got angels for kids in this place? My hand's up. I have... And there's always this tension, right? We give our lives to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, but in reality, our flesh still cries out. And our spirit is now crying out also. And so we have this battle, we have this tension between our flesh and our spirit until the day that Jesus comes again. And I need to remind you, church, that day is coming soon, amen? Yeah. So there's always this tension. Our flesh desires sin and our spirit desires righteousness. Now that we are children of God, as a believer in this place, you desire to be a righteous person, but your flesh is crying out every day to do that thing, to sin again, to think like that, to behave like that, to entertain that addiction. There's this tension. So we need a spiritual union with God in order to overcome the flesh. All right, so we read in Galatians 3:27 today that we are baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union with the Christ, the anointed. This is the moment where our relationship with God is solidified. And I love, and I was reading in my Bible reading, it just happened to be this morning, about John the Baptist. And if you don't know who John the Baptist is he was like the forerunner of Jesus Christ. So God set it up so that John the Baptist would come and prepare society for the Messiah that was about to come. John testified of Jesus, never knew Jesus, his cousin, but he testified of him. And this day is coming that a man will come and he'll do more than just baptize with water. He'll baptize you with his spirit and transform your whole life. And so that was Jesus Christ. But John the Baptist used to baptize people in water. And what I love about it is when you look at the stories in the book of Matthew and Mark, you see that they would come out and see what this is all about, this man baptizing. And so that would rock up, and there's John the Baptist was real ragged. He wasn't dressed nice like you and I. He was real ragged. He used to eat locusts. That's what he used to live on, because he used to just live out in the wilderness. He was like a real hippie to the max sort of thing. And they would come out and see this guy, like, who's John the Baptist? And he would baptize people in water, but he would share about the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who would soon come and die for their sins. And so people would repent right there and there. The Bible tells us they would repent of all their sins, and then they would go into the water and right there and there be baptized into the death and the resurrection that they haven't yet been exampled of. That's faith, right? And so they heard, faith was ignited inside of them. And so it's just amazing the power of water baptism. It's not just the symbol of water. This is a transformational moment where we recognize that we lay our lives down for Christ and then we rise up. You know, it says in the Gospels that we every morning we wake up and we crucify ourselves and with our passions and our desires, and that we take up our cross and we follow Him. And this is what this is about. It's like an identification with what Jesus has done for us. There's a spiritual union here, which means you now have God's life beating within you to overcome the flesh desires. You are baptized today. If you're being baptized or you have been, you need to know you weren't just baptized into water, you were baptized into Christ Jesus. You were baptized into water. Baptism is more than a symbol. We have to get this today. It's an action that identifies you spiritually as a son or a daughter of God. When Jesus was baptized in Matthew 3, he tells us in verse 16, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You know what I love about this? Is that Jesus himself was water baptized. He identifies like you and I. He was now God in the flesh. God incarnate in the flesh. 100% man. 100% God. And he identified that even for him to be an overcomer of his flesh desires, that he needed to also be baptized. But this moment for Jesus was a moment that changed everything for you and I today. This is the moment where we see in history, because it's documented, that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are in the same place all together at once. Wow. That's, you know, when we're doing these things, we aren't just going religiously, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. These are three persons in one. Father, Son, and Spirit were all there in this divine moment of Jesus' water baptism. When we are baptized, we are part of this union. Why? Because Scripture tells us that we are baptized into Christ. Does that make sense? So when we are water baptized, we are water baptized as Jesus himself was in the water and out again. Jesus died on the cross and then rose in victory. We are baptized into that death and resurrection moment that only Jesus has ever exampled for all of humanity. So we are baptized into Christ. But now you are baptized into God the Son. And so this baptism moment is so much more than a religious moment. This is a real moment of spiritual identification. This is the moment where we identify, I am a child of God. Can you say that this morning? I am a child of God. So when we are baptized, we are part of this union because Scripture tells us that Jesus is our link. This is really happening for people today. This is a great celebration moment. You know, one of the greatest blessings of water baptism is that baptism also clothes us. Today's scripture in Galatians 3:25, it said that clothed yourself with Christ. That is, you have taken on his character and his values. Today, if you're being baptized, you're being water baptized into Christ. And when you come in up, when you come out of those waters, what you're saying to the spirit realm is, I take on the character and I take on the values of my Messiah, Jesus Christ. This is an identity moment to ourselves, to the spirit realm, and to the world around us. Amen. We now are clothed with character and values. Sure, it's a daily decision to outwork these. But when we come out of the water, we are clothed in these, clothed with a new set of character and values. Baptism is a symbol of our flesh and sinful life dying with Christ Jesus. However, we don't stay dead, right? Who's dead? No one this morning. We don't stay dead. We don't stay under the water in our mess. You can take your mess to the water today, church. But we leave it there, amen. We rise again just as Christ rose again from the waters and from the dead for you and I. The power of baptism isn't in the dying. It's in the rising again. That's where the power is found. The putting on of a new nature. Everyone dies. But the power is that we rise again in Christ Jesus to our new life, into our new beginnings. We all die, everyone can die, but not everyone can rise again into a heavenly eternity, amen? Only through Jesus Christ we can do that. So as we rise of the out of the water, we are clothed with the character and the values of God. These are illuminated on our heart. The more we participate in our union with God through our prayer, this is why these things are so important. Prayer, fasting, Bible reading, Sunday fellowship, the more we are clothed with God's character and values on our lives. Amen. So baptism is a moment of union, union with God through Jesus, and water baptism clothes us today with the character and the values of God written on our hearts. So I just wrote down a couple of questions when I think that people might have when coming to water baptism. Why full immersion? And what's the value of water when it comes to baptism? So let's look at the immersion. In the Bible, Jesus himself was baptized by full immersion. In fact, every baptism in the Bible was with full immersion. Now, I was thinking of this this week, and then we heard some testimonies of things happening in other parts of the world where God's just crazy, just doing some stuff, and they can't even get to water holes. They can't get to any place for full immersion. And they're literally just getting a jug and just going and throwing it on them. Like everything within the Bible, when you start to put it into categories of religion, okay, must do it this way, otherwise it doesn't work, you're missing the whole thing. Christianity is a walk of faith. Abraham in the Bible is the father of the faith. You and I today are children of faith, okay? We aren't children of right, categorized, systematic religion, and we call ourselves Christian if we do it right. No, We are people of faith. Everything about being a Christian is about being a person of faith. This is why Pastor Mel was saying with Faith, Love, Hope this year that we are just really going to kick into gear in our lives the faith aspect, the believing on God, seeing with our spiritual eyes and not our natural eyes. We are really going to kick this because we are people of faith. And so if you get too religious about this, you're missing it all in the first place, okay? I believe you can be baptized if the heart is right, the intent is right, that I just have to identify with Jesus Christ. Would you water baptize me anyway? And someone just goes like that, I water baptize myself in the shower. I don't even have a pastor there with me. No one's laying hands on me and saying, you know, hey, Pastor Gray, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes the water isn't that good because my other son's in the other shower. All right. But the point is I'm just constantly just saying, Jesus, today I crucify my flesh with my passions and desires. I am a son of God. I'm going to live this life out victorious. I'm going to live my life conquering my flesh. I baptize myself right now and I come out and I view myself like Jesus, where the heavens are opening and the angels are coming down and God's speaking. This is how I visualize. And it's some of the most powerful moments I have. Praying in the car is another powerful moment. Just learn to do it with your eyes open. Who can pray with their eyes open here today? It's good. It's a good practice. I had to practice this. I realized once that I didn't want my God to be a God only in my head. You know what I'm talking about? Right, so some people can only pray if they're at their bed and they're on their knees. And that's okay, but when you put things into the box of religion, you're missing the whole thing, okay? So I get this. I love this posture. This is a posture of a person that is just surrendered to their God, okay? It's a beautiful posture. I love it, but we don't get religious on that, right? And so for me, I went through this season of probably 2 years of training myself to pray with my eyes open. Now that's hard. If you're like me, like I'm a pretty creative person and I just look at everything. I've got to fix that, put that on my list. Like Joyce Meyer, she says she always comes to prayer with a paper and a pen so she can get the list out before she really gets into prayer. And sometimes it's like that. But I started to learn to disengage this and to engage this. And when you pray long enough for long enough, okay, that you drop out of the head and the conscious, and it's like your spiritual heart and your spiritual being just starts to come alive, and you can pray and you start to sense, almost like sensing. You know, how do you explain the word sense? But if you're sensing the Holy Spirit drop prayer topics in your heart, in your spirit, man, and you start praying out of that. And it's really good to practice praying with your eyes open to develop that. That was where my development of that happened. But anyway, baptism. So water baptism comes to us from the Greek word baptizo. And this literally means to dip, immerse, and submersion. Okay, now, this morning, I'm in no way mocking, but sprinkling and baptizing of babies isn't what the Bible teaches of water baptism. It's just not. Now, like I said, we don't get religious about this. Okay, I just gave the examples the other way. Okay, but it's not what the Bible teaches. Okay, Jesus wasn't flicked on with water. And it wasn't special water. And I love this thought, this imagery. It was a dirty sea. And he identified the flesh with the sins of this world. And he hopped in the muck with everyone else. He didn't have special water just for him. He just got in where John the Baptist was, That's where he was. Amen? And so he identified, but when he came out, make no mistake, he came out pure, he came out holy, redeemed, washed clean. He went in the mess, but when you rise today, and those who have, you need to know that you have risen in power and victory, clean, holy, and redeemed with the power of God going through your veins. This is not just symbol, this is a mash of the two coming together as one. Romans 6, 3-4 says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in this newness of life." When someone dies, we don't bury a portion of the body. The whole body goes into the grave and the whole body rises again in the last judgment. And just as the whole body should go under the water and the whole body should rise, baptism is identifying ourselves with the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Believers here today, you need to understand, you need to know, and you've got to solidify in yourself. People being water baptized today, if you've recently given your life to God today, this is what we as humans have to grab a hold of. You didn't give your heart and spirit to God only. You didn't, for some people, just give your mind to God. I make a conscious decision for Jesus. I feel today it's the right thing to do. You need to know you gave your whole being to God. You gave your mind, you gave your emotions, you gave your spirit man, you gave your body, you gave you to God. And so he, therefore, has the power, the desire, and has equipped you. When you rose out of the water, your whole body rose out of the water. When we die with Christ, our whole body rises in victory. The whole you has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. You are saved from your sin, and you need to know that you are. And so I want you to know, whatever battle you have in your mind, in your spirit, in your flesh, your broken heart, being hurt by Christians or the church, whatever has gone on in your world, whatever man or woman has done to you, humanity, no matter your upbringing, when God took you and heard your repentance prayer, he took all of you and says, if you walk with me, we can walk through any valley of the shadow of death, and you do not need to fear evil, because right there in the midst of it, he has a table prepared for you, and it's a table that reminds you that you are victorious and we can walk all the way through this trial. Amen? And so you need to know that. If you're being baptized today, we need to know that. So what is the value of water in baptism? We're coming to a close. At the very beginning, before lands, before animals and sin, there was water. Just had my drink. Genesis 1 to 2, it says this, "The earth was without form, and it was void. And darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Water doesn't experience decay. Not even after sin has entered the world. Water does not experience decay. Being baptized with water represents a return to the original purity, pre-decay existence, a return to a pre-sin condition of Adam and Eve. Amen? So baptism is a submerging into the purity that existed before sin. A return to coexisting with God without decay and without sin. Listen to this great scripture. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? A new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Believer here today, you are not your addiction. You are not your struggle with the flesh. You are not what your mind is telling you and the enemy is feeding into the mind. You are not what you have been told that you are, so and so and a this and that. You are a new creation, paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, redeemed, born again, washed clean. This is why Jesus said in the Gospels that we are the righteousness of Christ. In other words, we are His crown in righteousness. Why? How can this be so? How can you and I be holy? The Bible says we are holy. Does anyone feel holy here today? We aren't holy because of what we do. See, religion can't buy you Christianity, saving from the Messiah of the world. Religion doesn't do that. But when we repent and come before Him and lay our lives down and receive His clothing, His covering over our lives, we become new creations. We are holy and righteous because of who He is, not because of who we identify to be. Amen. I tell you what, the church has to get its identity sorted out. You and I'm talking about us today. I'm not talking about the global church. We need to know that we are children of God, washed clean, born again, new creations. We are pure, we are white, we are holy, we are God ordained, God breathed, loved by God. We are something this world needs because we have the message of Jesus Christ. And so you are so valuable today. And when we came out of water baptism, or you're being baptized today, you are coming out as a new creation, born again. Amen? Who believes that here today? Being in Christ through water baptism means you are a new creation. It means a return to coexisting with God. Before you were born, God saw you. And He has desired for your whole life for you to be reunited with Him so that He can take you into this pre-existing state before sin entered your world and my world. Amen. And we enter that when we are covered and clothed and unified with Jesus Christ. I close with this. Today, people are putting on Christ Jesus. Today, people are entering a spiritual union with God. That's good, isn't it? Today, people are being clothed with a new set of character, characteristics and values of God. And God is going to illuminate these on your heart if you're being baptized today. When you rise out of that water and you go home, you're just going to sit down and just go, man, I now have this set of values and characteristics in my heart. I can live by these values because the character of God is now in me, through me, with me, over me. because I am baptized into Jesus Christ. Please don't view you and Jesus as two completely different people. Today, you were baptized into. This is why I say, Graham, you're a son of God. This is how I know that when God looks at me, in spite of all of the junk, the mess, He goes, but I love you. And I've chosen before you even accepted it, to forgive your every moment and your every sin. Because I know you live with this tension between the flesh and the spirit. Anyone else got that tension this morning? The flesh and the spirit. Today, people are being clothed with these characters and values, no longer in a state of decay. Who knows, your soul is no longer decaying today, but a state of restoration. From today and ever since you gave your life to God, He has been restoring you into everything He's ever had for you. And so this is the clothing and the union of water baptism. So good. Let's close our eyes. Father God, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you and I understand and I believe everything He did was just for me. Today, I have chosen to accept the only way forward, and that's the way of receiving Jesus Christ. So today, I give you my heart, give you my life, I give you my brokenness, I give you the good things about me, I won't hold them back, and I give you my everything. And I just ask, would you help? Would you restore me? Would you do what you want to do in my life? Because without you, I just know I'm empty. I just know that I'm not going in the right direction. So I give you my everything today. I give you my heart, my soul, my mind. I give you my body. I repent of every sin I've ever committed. And I receive forever, every day, your forgiveness. Because I know it now washes me. It's not just a one moment thing, it washes me. I thank you that I am clothed. I thank you today if you're being water baptized, I am united. I thank you that Jesus says I'm now His righteousness. I've never viewed myself like this, but I'm pure, I'm holy. I'm made right before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm your child. And I declare today I am a Christian in Jesus' mighty name. We all said, amen. Can we put our hands together one more time? Congratulations.